Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, November 8th, 2019. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, so those ship numbers remain higher than normal. A normal is about a dozen a day, and I think because there's just so much wheat going out of the river right now, and that's the time of year it is. It's harvest time. Tremendous portal here for wheat for the world. And it comes from the inland west on barges and tugs and barges down to downriver ports where it's loaded onto ships. And then there it goes to various places in the world, a lot to Asia, but other places as well. We have, in our marine weather forecast, we have southeast winds 5 to 10 knots becoming south, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20. So going to be a bit windy on the beach today. Wind waves from the south, 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 3 feet high at 10 seconds apart. So we have those southeast winds and those west swells kind of working against each other a little bit out there, but the waves aren't too high. So hopefully it won't create too many confused seas out there. And today we're going to talk a little bit about anchorages. A lot of the ships we see that come in go by us. They head past Astoria and past other ports upriver, coming and going, doing their business. But some stop and wait, especially we see them here in Astoria. You see them in Longview, up near Portland. You see them off of Vancouver. There's a Kalama anchorage. There are various anchorages on the river. And so what are those ships doing when they're sitting there in the anchorage? We're going to talk a little bit about that today, about the visitors who come and stop for a bit, drop their anchors and wait. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule and see who's coming and going today. 6 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria and Rice Island anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The first arrival in the river for us today is the Sophia Z, arriving from Russia. She came in early at about 2:30 a.m. past Astoria. Will be arriving upriver in Vancouver at about 8:30. Chances are she's a wheat ship, picking up wheat. The Belle Ray is arriving from Japan, headed for the Crims Island anchorage. It's an anchorage that's just downriver from Longview on the Washington side of the river. She probably passed Astoria around 5 a.m., and maybe by about 8 a.m. she was in that Crims Island anchorage, which you can see when you're driving on the north side of the river in toward Longview. And Kelso, you can see, you'll come upon a ship that may look pretty close to shore because she is, and she's anchored there. The Pacific Collector is arriving from offshore. She's headed for the shipyard at Swan Island. Past Astoria, maybe around 7:30, could be in Portland by 1:30. She is a Department of Defense radar tracking ship, and she has these big radar arrays, as they call them, on deck in what looks like a big golf ball on the ship. So an unusual-looking vessel with an unusual military mission. The Daria Jaya is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She will pass Astoria and glide to a stop in the anchorage, probably around 11 o'clock, 11:30 this morning. The Ionic Katana is arriving from Japan, headed for our Astoria anchorage, probably arriving there around midnight, likely a wheat ship as well. And the Penta, arriving from China, is headed for Kalama's anchorage, passing Astoria around midnight, maybe in the anchorage off Kalama by 5 a.m. I'd put my money on wheat for her cargo as well. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Wise Young. She headed upriver early this morning from the Astoria anchorage to Kalama to pick up wheat. So she's probably already up there. The Theodore Oldendorf is awaiting orders, along with the Graeca Universalis, the Agios Sostis, the Outrider, the Equinox, Agnandusa, and the Marietta. They're all awaiting orders in either the Astoria or the Rice Island anchorages, which kind of run together. If you look upriver from Astoria, you'll see them all in a row there. Probably all wheat ships from my best information right now. And our outbounders, the Pictor, is leaving Kalama. She's a ship that was in the Astoria anchorage recently. She's got wheat on board, headed out about 5:30 a.m. from Kalama, so about 5 hours to Astoria. The Teal Bulker, heading out today around 8 a.m., will pass Astoria outbound around maybe 1 p.m. with wheat on board. The ATB Sound Reliance is a petroleum carrier, refined petroleum, articulated tug and barge heading out of Portland at about noontime, could pass Astoria around 6. The MG Sakura is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 5 p.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The Nautical Hillary is leaving Portland with soda ash on board from the Port of Portland, used to make automotive glass. That's an interesting cargo, so widely traded in the world that it actually is an economic indicator of the health of the global economy. Leaving Portland by about 5 p.m., maybe 11 p.m. past Astoria outbound. And the Sunisa Nari is a wheat ship heading out of Portland around 5:30 p.m. So maybe around midnight you might see her pass Astoria. Well, anchorages, let's talk a little bit about that. So ships come in. Some of them, you can tell a ship that's headed for the Astoria anchorage is that when she comes, they slow way down. Because essentially what a ship is doing when it's coming into the anchorage, since ships do not have brakes, we've talked about this a lot on the ship report, she essentially is hoping to glide to a stop. So this is a very calculated maneuver that's kind of an intuitive thing based on experience and pilots who are on board directing the people at the helm. Know when to tell them to slow down. Some of this has to do with they can glide to a stop here because in general, easier to do when there's an ebb current because it's tending to push against an incoming ship that's slowing down. But basically, these ships are going to slow way down as they come under the Astoria Migler Bridge. You probably would see an anchor hanging from a hawse pipe in the bow so that when they get to the right spot, they're ready to drop that anchor. And that is kind of like a brake. It does stop the ship. And the ships are carefully arranged so that they can swing at anchor. And that is something that ships in the Astoria anchorage can do and can't really do very many other places on the river. The anchorage here is a wide, deep spot in the river that is naturally deep, and those ships can swing at anchor. So they become like weather vanes. We can tell which way the water is moving in the river by which way the ships are pointing. So when their bows are pointing downriver, the water is pushing their sterns toward the upriver as they swing on those anchor chains. And when the tide is rising, the ship's bows are pointed toward the ocean. And when the tide is ebbing, they're pointed upriver. So that's how you can kind of tell what's happening with the tide. So what are ships doing out there when they're waiting? They're not just sitting there. People are working all the time on ships. They're undergoing inspections. You'll see a launch. You'll see pilot boats running alongside ships, but you also see a launch service that is berthed in Astoria here. It's a boat that can run people out to those ships who need to do business on there, do work on there. Can be anybody from ship's agents to people who are handling the paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork with foreign flagships that come in here. The Coast Guard takes their own vessels out to ships and do inspections. There's also USDA inspectors who go out and inspect ships that are in there coming in to pick up a food cargo. They have to make sure that the cargo holds are clean. So the crews on board can be using some of their time to finish the cleaning and painting process, which happens when cargoes change in a ship, especially when a cargo changes from a mineral cargo to a food cargo, but also when a ship is just coming in and is changing cargoes, the cargo holds have to be clean. And when it involves food, the USDA gets on board and inspects them. So lots of stuff going on out there. And the mariners in wintry weather, when it's really turbulent out there, also do get a little bit of sleep. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.